This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans. And we have been learning in Romans that a man is justified by faith without the works of the law. We saw from Romans 4 that Abraham was an example of this. Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. We are justified by faith, that it may be by grace, that we might be sure. Assurance comes from the gospel of the grace of God. How many people I know who aren't sure of where they stand with God? That's because they're believing in themselves or their own works or their religion rather than in the accomplishments of Jesus Christ. The gospel brings assurance. So Abraham is the father of believers, as it is written in Romans 4, verses 19 to 22, which we're going to read right now. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. So Abraham is the father of us in the sight of God whom he believed. God counts us as his children, Abraham's children. Notice the character of the one in whom Abraham believed. The object of faith is all important. It says that Abraham believed in the God of resurrection. It says God who quickeneth the dead. That's whom Abraham believed in. In this case, Abraham and Sarah's bodies were dead in the sense of their being past the age of childbearing. God quickens the dead and calls what is not as though it were. What does God call that which is not as though it were? In this case, Abraham had no children, yet God said he was the father of many nations. All this while Abraham was old. Surely this is God calling what is not as though it were. Abraham did not look at himself or his circumstances when God told him this, but he looked to God and his word. He had faith in what God said regardless of what was going on around him. Abraham looked down, as it were. He saw that he could not even get sexually aroused anymore, and Sarah's womb was dead. Yet even though that was the case, he did not stagger in unbelief, but he was strong in faith. The Concordant Version says here that he was invigorated in faith. Abraham was given the ability to perform sexually, and Sarah was given the ability to enjoy it and bear children. Now, do not be squeamish here from what I just said. God brings up sex. It is his invention. We should never blush about it as long as we keep it in the context God intends. But God here gives Abraham and Sarah strength to make a baby. Abraham did not consider his body, but he gave the glory to God, believing in his ability. He was fully persuaded that what God had said he was able also to perform. Notice in this chapter we have faith, grace, assurance, and being fully persuaded. Some people think you're arrogant when you are confident in God, but it is just the opposite. It is arrogance not to believe God. We are not arrogant, but we are trusting in God and his ability. And this is why Abraham was counted righteous. We too can look away from ourselves, our works, or anything, and depend on what Christ did for us. Then we too will enjoy grace, peace, assurance, and be fully persuaded that God is able. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.